The EPA regulatory advisory defines stormwater management areas using state boundaries, yet runoff waters obey no politically sketched confines. Stormwater travels along topographical gradients of elevation. Therefore, effective management must often transcend state lines to be implemented properly. This can be illustrated by a topographical map. As seen in here, the water body is located in the center. Small X's mark the highest points around the water body, and a circle at the top of the water body marks the discharge point. The X's are then connected with lines perpendicular to the topographic lines and ending at the circle marking the discharge point of the water body. A watershed boundary has thus been created that illustrates the drainage basin area. However, as many water bodies travel through multiple states, effective management becomes difficult. The most effective policies occur when the entire water body is managed uniformly. Consider the Rio Grande River. Its tributaries are found in southern Colorado, and the main flow travels through New Mexico and Texas. While the river runs through three different states, runoff waters in the Rio Grande watershed draw boundaries vastly different than the state lines. Another such example is the Suwannee River watershed. In this image, the state line bordering Florida and Georgia is drawn in red. Notice the watershed is not confined to the state lines. The National Association of City Transportation Officials provides great insight on stormwater management, suggesting that the key to effective management of stormwater runoff is to reduce the amount of stormwater generated in the first place by maintaining and working with the hydrology of a site, managing stormwater at the source.